welcome to worship. And if you're visiting us, I know we've got some visitors because we've got some officers here who are in training with me. I've never spoken to them since, and I'm not going to speak to them again. But welcome, George. It's lovely to see you. And if you're visiting, you're very welcome. We invite you at the end of our worship to join us for tea and coffee in the community hall, which is just through the double doors. Now, I'm only going to say this once, so listen carefully. Our normal program is that we meet on a Sunday evening on the first and the third Sunday of each month. But this month there is a slight change. And it's all on your bulletin, but I'll just repeat it. Tonight, Major will be staying behind and leading our evening worship. So you're welcome to come along to that this evening. Next Sunday evening, we shall be having another evening meeting. This time it is the Churches Together United service. And Major Barry Wilson from Norwich is the speaker. And that's at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock next Sunday evening. That means that on the following Sunday, the 2nd of February, which is the first Sunday of the month, there will be no meeting, and then it's back to normal after that. If you want me to repeat that, then you must listen to the recording when you get home. Okay. We've all heard about the terrible disaster in Australia, the Australian bushfire, and we're having a bushfire fundraiser next Saturday at 9:30 till 1 o'clock. And as you know, Carolyn's family are over in Australia, and her son-in-law has been involved in some of the work the army is doing there towards the firemen. And so it's all going to be in aid of that. It's also the week of prayer. So next Saturday morning, this place, the main hall, will be out of bounds except for people who want to come in and use it for a time of prayer. Normally at the end of our meeting this morning, the band would play and we would sit down and listen. But slight change this morning. We will sit down, but we have a video sent from Australia to show us a little bit about the bushfires. So instead of listening to the band, we'll watch that and give us an idea of what we're raising money for on Saturday. Then just to finally say, for the children this morning, everybody, apart from the youths, of course, are in the primary room, and you will go out during the offering for that. And then just want to say that the funeral and Thanksgiving service for Janet will take place in this hall on Monday, the 3rd of February at 1 p.m. And finally, just a note that I've put in my hand, and it says, Songs of Praise on television today at 1 o'clock. There's a carol service recorded in December being shown. It was recorded at Noah's Ark in Ipswich, and it's all Ipswich young people who are singing. So if you're interested in that, get your television on at 1 o'clock lunchtime. Right, that's all I want to say to you, except I'm going to introduce just one of our special guests, and Major will probably tell us why he's been allowed to come on his own. So Major Martin has come to us from the divisional headquarters, and you know him, you've seen him a number of times before, and we still keep asking him back, so he must be on a winner, really. So would you welcome, please, Major. Thank you.
Song number two, All Creatures of Our God and King. The words will appear on the screen in a moment. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing Hallelujah. Let's stand and we'll sing this song straight through. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
you. Please sit down. Song number 376, which we're going to sing in a few moments' time, says, King of kings, majesty, God of heaven living in me. Gentle Saviour, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. I was going to bring those weighing scales that I used last time for those who were here. Remember the triangle that we connected and made? I've improved it. It works better than it did last time. Balance is even better. And I thought about bringing it again, but then one or two of us thought, he's got nothing else to say, has he? One trick wonder, perhaps. But I've got something else new. But let's go back to those scales for a moment. What was the point of it? The point was, what do we bring to today? And then, what do we take away into next week? Even now, as I go around the division and speak about this in every corps, I fear I'm becoming a crack record, or, as I say, a one-trick message. But the more I think about it, the more I say it, this is the sole purpose of today. To bring and to take away. To allow this space to become an oasis of prayer and reflection and friendship and fellowship and fun in order for us as God's people to be recharged, reignited if that need be, re-energized, redirected, replenished, renewed. Or if there are those here who have not heard the Christian message before, and this is your first time here, and just wondering what we're going on about, it's not about anything. It's about this could be the beginning. King of kings, majesty of God of heaven, living in me. And the chorus says, Your majesty, I can but bow. I lay my all, what we bring, and what we're about to take away at the end of our time together. I lay my all before you now. We'll stay seated and we'll sing this beautiful song of worship before we spend some moments in a time of reflective prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
When Michelle and I were corps officers in Bradford for many years, we had an over 60s club secretary called Margaret. I suspect every corps has got a Margaret, and I'll leave you to just wonder what that might be. Margaret had a habit of beginning over 60s by listing all those people who weren't here. For whatever reason, some interesting, some strange, some rather gruesome, and sometimes funny. And I would sit there thinking, forget it, get on with it. We spent the last 10 minutes talking about those who are not here. It's an interesting lesson for us though, isn't it? Because I look around, there are empty seats, and there are people who are not here, that you might wish to be here. And there are those who are not here because geographically they're unable to do that. Or through ill health. You wondered if I'd forgotten Michelle. I haven't. I left it to this moment to say that Michelle's not well at the moment. She was looking forward to coming today. Our diary's full of stuff that we were looking forward to burst into the new year and enjoy. She has, or had, we thought, rheumatoid arthritis, which went into remission for many years. And that's now come back and is now trying to understand, once again, the balance between painkillers and anti-inflammatories and drugs to not make you sick and drugs to make you feel sick and all sorts of those kind of things. So she's getting better, but would have loved to have been here. But there are other people, perhaps, for whom that might be the case, who are not well or whatever reason. So for a moment, we're not rushing this. In the quietness of your own heart, just, I don't know how you pray. Is it in words or is it in pictures? For me, it's pictures in my mind's eye. Pictures flash behind my head and I bring them to prayer. For a moment, let's do a Margaret Sutcliffe from Bradford. Let's pray for those who are not here for a moment. So, let's be quiet for a moment. Let our minds travel to the seat next to us if it's empty, or to the thousands of miles to those who may be on the other side of the world. Let's pray. Lord, we bring to you the countless people we have brought before you in our prayer of images or words, of feelings, of intuition. Be with all those that we have thought about. May, through some mystery of prayer, they, wherever they are, sense that they have been prayed for. And with that we say, Amen. Now, just turn to the person next to you and say thank you for being here. For a moment, if you can. If they're asleep now, just nudge them. Okay? It might be a risk this bit, but just say to the person next to you, my, you're a marvellous specimen God. Yeah. Let's hope so. Because we can't leave it with praying for those who are not here. Let's pray for those who are here. Okay? So here's another moment of, I don't know how we want to do this. Let's go for silent again. That might be, I think, the safest place in Britain. Just for a moment, just pray for those who are here. Look around if you need to. Smile at them. There we go. Yeah. Got some waving going on. Yeah. And let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today. And may this time this morning, for each of us that are here, be an incredible sense of your presence, such that we're able to say with honesty at the end of our meeting, it's been great to be here. And you have blessed us. Amen. Let's conclude now with speaking a song. If you can put the words on the screen, please. I'll say the first few lines, and then if together, on every verse, we repeat together, Father, unto thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. For the beauty of earth, for the beauty of skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. It says in one of the Psalms that, you know, it says praise him with stringed instruments and then lyres and trumpets. In other words, there's a sense in which it can get louder. So if you want, you can become a little bit more engaged in this to the point where at the end we may well be shouting it because we are full of praise. I'll leave that up to you. It's entirely up to you. Second verse. For the beauty of each hour, for the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light. For the joy of ear and eye, for the heart and mind's delight, for the mystic harmony linking sense to sound and sight.
Father, unto thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise.
For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild. For each perfect gift of thine to our race so freely given, graces human and divine, flowers of earth and buds of heaven.
Father, unto thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise.
That's the last verse. Amen. Songsters, come and sing to us. Sing of Jesus. Let us be blessed by your ministry as you continue our time of worship.
Because my spirit which travels, conserve the same.
That's lovely, wasn't it? How I love to sing. It's scriptural. How we love to praise his name. Before we're going to sing again, we're going to sing Give Thanks to the Lord. We're going to just look at the scripture. We're going to look at one particular passage later on in our worship. And for those who are leaving with children later on, if you want to look back at these words and reflect further on what we're going to say, well, here's the reading. John 21, starting at verse 1 and finishing at verse 14. John 21. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "Okay, we'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you caught any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you'll find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he'd taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." We'll pause there. Come and have breakfast. Give thanks to the Lord. Let's have some words on the screen, please. The worship band are going to help us. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. We're going to sing this, and then I've got it down in my program, a children's song, "I'm in the Lord's Army." Who looks after that? Who's leading them? And how does it work? Do you come to the platform? Yeah? Where's Kirsty? Yeah, is that all right? So as we're towards the end of that, we're singing that, gather them together, and then we'll enjoy these two songs of time of worship. Let's stand and sing. Give thanks to the Lord. Thank you.
Sing praise, sing praise.
celebrate what's happened. Three people, three brave people have stood on that platform and looked a crowd across you. Well done. What ought to happen now? The rest of us ought to go up there and you three just sit there and watch us sing. But we won't do that. We're going to do it again. Because the number of people while you were singing were going... They were desperate to join in. Okay? They were. Because you were inspiring them. Okay? So those people were doing all this and doing all that because you thought no one was looking. Here's not your opportunity. So let's stand, if possible. Can we sing that again? Stand. Up you get. Go on. Come, you three. Come and stand. Have a look at them. You watch them. See if they're doing it right. Come on. Who's the best one, I think? And again. Oh, you're so excited, aren't you? Come on.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never zoom on the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Were they okay? Did they do all right? Okay. Okay. The number of times where over the years, and you'll have seen it from where you sit, when a children's story happens, we're all there, aren't we? We're all wanting to be part. Whether it's about regression, I don't know. Or perhaps it's just the simplicity of the Christian story, which in our adult life we push on all sorts of stuff. Perhaps it's just that simple message that God loves you. That's all. And then as Jesus said, so I have loved you, you now go and love. Let's share now in the offering. While the offering's being taken, the band are going to play a piece of music called Letters with a Gladsome Mind. It's a continuation of worship as, out of love, we give to allow God's kingdom to continue to be explored and expand here in Felixstowe. Thank you. Let us pray. Lord, we have given in the belief that these gifts will give to others, either through the practicalities of this space being heated, or the kingdom being explored and expanded through the ministry of this call. Take these gifts. Give us wisdom to use them wisely. Amen. Bit of furniture removal needed now. I have an assistant which has agreed to help. When I first had come into the Salvation Army, when I was around about 15, and I came at the invite through a brass band conductor. I played in a school brass band. Thank you. Oh, hang on. Here we go. And we're doing beautiful. There we go. And could you cut this up as well for us?
Cheese,
yes. Just sort of like sort of thin slices. Slices, sort of, yeah.
Not for everyone?
No. Okay. Enough to go into, and this will give you a clue. Enough to go into a cheese toast. Okay. If you go to that end, go on, move down. There we go. What have we got here? We've got some bread, and we've got some butter. Could you butter 4 slices of bread on the outside? Okay, well, it's on the outside of the instrument. And then we're going to make a cheese toastie. Okay. Is that okay? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I came to the Salvation Army through what you thought I'd forgotten, didn't you? Through a man called Fred Lockwood, who was the school band leader. And I didn't know at the time, but he was a Salvationist. And he conducted the school band. We were very... been in Yorkshire, a very proficient school band. He said, "Oh, you come and listen to a Salvation Army band and see what you think." So one Saturday evening, I went down and listened to, I think it was Sunderland Mott Weymouth Band, but I mean, I think it was. And I was really taken by the number of people there of my age who were quite friendly. And if I'm honest, I was quite intrigued by the number of girls that were there as well. So I went the following week, and the following week, and the following week. And that was my introduction to the Salvation Army. There was a guy there called Albert, and he had one of these stand-up collars and a red jersey with a crest on. Okay? Now, we are talking history here for people... I never quite sure whether the jacket was just too small for him and it wouldn't quite do up. I think perhaps that was the case. But this red jersey was there. And he was the first one I thought, wow, he knows his Bible. Because he would be able to, at the drop of a hat, recite numerous bits of scripture. Some years later, when I went to teacher training college, I went to the Salvation Army at Staines. And there's a guy there called Doug Collin. And he used to be amazed me because he had one particular scripture from Romans 12. With eyes wide open, give yourselves as a living sacrifice. Don't let the world squeeze you into its own mold. Except be transformed. J.B. Phillips' version of Romans 12. Oh, that's cool, isn't it? And I looked around, everybody must have their own particular favourite Bible. I didn't have mine. But over the years, I've got one. If anybody was to ask me, what was your favourite Bible reading? It's John 21. John 21. Remember the story we talked about? Jesus is thought to have died. And the disciples were going back to their local industry, back to fishing. I imagine they sat in the boat. Do you remember when this happened? Or do you remember when that happened? Oh, wasn't that amazing? And even perhaps Peter, remembering that moment he denied Jesus 3 times. Wasn't that heartbreaking? And then this guy appeared on the edge of the Sea of Galilee. And he said, how are you doing? Try fishing over there. And they did. And then he twigged. Peter saw Jesus. And immediately, wow, he almost walked on water again. Because he threw his cloak on and ran across the water to Jesus. What was Jesus doing? While you think about that for a moment, let me find this reading. Adrian Plass says this. What was this man who Peter loved? Who was he? He was the Son of God. He was the Savior of mankind. He was the one who made everything. Then Adrian Plass says this. And this Son of God, this Savior of mankind, this one who made everything. What was he doing when Peter arrived breathless and dripping wet on the shore? What solemn, majestic task was Peter's risen Lord engaged in? Cooking breakfast. I find that so beautifully emotional. Because that's what he was doing. Remember earlier on we talked about the children strong. And sometimes we pile on our theology. And we pile on our mission development plans and stuff. And our program. And perhaps while we return to our children's song with such enjoyment, is that the message there is so simple. God loves us, and God asks us to love others. And how do you do it? What majestic, solemn task do we need to do to show our love to others, to show the love of Jesus to others? Somebody took a photograph there. I hope it's not a health and safety person that's in the building. Okay. What majestic task was he doing? I wanted to cook a bacon sandwich, but in this era of Me Too and veganism, I was a bit unsure about that. So I thought I was fairly safe with cheese sandwich. Is that okay? Now, I've got 2 cheese sandwiches here. I'm tempted to see if we can do a feeding of 5,000 bits and see what happens. But that's a bit of a risk, isn't it? See, that's the gospel for me. It's cooking breakfast. It's those little tiny things that we can do to others or for others or with others that says Jesus is alive and Jesus loves you. It's about perhaps on a bus, as a crowd of people, and it's just giving space for that person who's struggling perhaps to get on, with a pushchair perhaps, or struggling to walk. And it's encouraging people to stand back and just give this one of God's children space. It's about perhaps recognizing there's a seat empty where normally someone would be sat. And it's going home, and without harassing them, just asking, are you okay? One of the things that we've appreciated, it sounds odd this, does, but when Michelle became ill after Christmas, somebody brought some flowers around. I've been amazed at how those flowers, as they've lasted, have brought colour and joy into a space which doesn't feel very colourful or joyful at the moment. It's cooking breakfast. There's only 2 points to this sermon, and that's the first point. Okay? So, at the end, when you're having coffee, do you have coffee after this meeting, or is that tonight? Is there biscuits as well?
Yes.
I'm going to go around and ask, what was the theme of the meeting, or what was the theme of the sermon? Okay? Just tell the person next to you it was about cooking breakfast. Oh, you're a bit shy on that one. I do appreciate that, yes. It's cooking breakfast. Let me read that again to you, because it's so powerful, isn't it? And this Son of God, this Savior of mankind, this one who made everything. What was he doing when Peter arrived breathless and dripping wet? Because we're all Peters in one way. We're all Peters who followed Jesus when things were good. And when it got tough, we've said, not sure about that. We're all Peters. And what was he doing for Peter and the other disciples? Cooking breakfast. This smells really good. Who'd like a cheese toastie? You're a bit nervous, aren't you now? You want some tomato sauce now, don't you? Yeah. Oh, dear me. What's the next bit of scripture, though? If we look at John 21, and we carry on those few verses, and we start at verse 15, we read these verses. John 21, verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. A third time Jesus said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time. He said, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you. Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." We're at the Frontline Conference this week, and the speaker, Steve Rouse, showed this video. And it was in a different context, but as he showed it, I thought of, this is for this morning. Thank you.
I'm just a florist. Got a small shop. Nothing special. Silly way to spend your life, I guess, fussing with a bunch of flowers. Sometimes I wish I was good at something else. I don't know, a doctor or a missionary, someone who really helps people. But I do love flowers. Always had a knack for it. So I do my best to make them beautiful for people. But I know flowers can't change the world. I know I don't make much of a difference. I'm just a florist. I'm just a florist.
We're all just florists. We're all just people preparing breakfast. Jesus said, "Take care of my lambs. Feed my sheep." I don't need to tell you what that might look like for you. I think you're there. That's the gospel. God loves us. Now go and love others. Some more words from Adrian Plass. We are the ones Jesus came to in the form of a man because he loved us. But it seems to me that he still waits quietly on the shore of the real world, still willing to feed those who love him, to settle and forgive the sins with which they have hurt him. And then to send them out with quiet minds and stronger hearts to bring others to him. Oh, fabulous words. He still waits quiet on the shore of the real world, still willing to feed those who love him, to settle and forgive the sins with which they have hurt him, and to send them out with quiet minds and stronger hearts. to bring others to him. What's the point of Sunday? To bring. To share. To feed. And then to send out. Go and cook breakfast. 2 points to the sermon, okay? Cooking breakfast, feed my sheep. Okay? Fabulous message. Let's sing. And we've got some words on the sheet here. I can't make my mind whether this song is sort of reflective or joyful. And depending on how it goes, we've got another song just in case. Do you know what I mean? Because I'd like to go out with the sending out bit. But here's a lovely song. Lord, I come to you, your throne of grace, and I find rest in your presence and fullness of... I hope you found that this morning. Okay? I look around, there's some smiling faces. Probably because it's near the end for some people. But I see some smiling faces. What's the next line, please? In worship and wonder, I behold your face, singing, what a faithful God have I. We'll stand and sing. But if, for some reason, God has spoken to you in a particular way, you feel moved to pray at the mercy seat, please do that. This mercy seat we have is this place where people can come and pray, and there's tremendous power knowing that behind them there are what? 100 and something people here? Behind them in prayer, asking God's blessing on the particular situation, concern or joy, hope or challenge that they bring. Maybe it's that you're struggling with to know what breakfast looks like. Or how I can cook it, or how I can share it. I don't know. If God's spoken, you'll sense that you want to be in a place where others can pray for you. Let's stand, and we'll sing this song.
Thank you.
let's stay standing for a moment. Words of benediction. And then this film that highlights something of the destructive power of nature and the challenge it brings to all of us, how we work with that and the tensions it brings. But first, this is the God we adore. Our changing, our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is great as his power and knows neither measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose spirit shall guide us safe home. We trust him for all that's past and praise him and give thanks. And we have hope for all that's to come. Amen. Thank you. God bless. Thank you for coming this morning. And look forward to seeing you this evening if you're coming. Whatever you're doing now, what are you going to do? Cook breakfast. Feed my sheep. When Simon said, you're looking at holy habits and that of generosity, what better way of expressing that nature of generosity? Now there's coffee and there's good biscuits. Let's go and get them. And there's cheese toast. There's four cheese toasties here, just right, because they've cooled down a little bit. You know what hot cheese is like? It's like, whoa, it's awful. There's four cheese toasties. First four, brilliant. Actually, the first three, because I can have one of them. Okay.